Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Tonight is the night.
It only happens once a year. New Year's Eve.
Nothing changes on New Year's Day.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Last show of 2025. Coming up in hour two, by the way, we got a stunt person who was helping out the crew from the new Avatar movie. So you're going to stick around for that. We got Vinny Two Tanks, the Aqua Gypsy, reflecting on what we got for Christmas, what our dive plans are for next year. We got to talk about that. But before we do that, let's go over to the Bahamas and check in with the dive god. We got Mr. Neil Watson on the line from Paradise because the weather's pretty spectacular in the Bahamas here at the end of the year. Is that right, Neil? What do you got?
Gregory, I am living the dream in paradise.
I bet you
are. I'm telling you. And I just heard some weather reports from up north.
Yeah.
And it is so spectacular. The whole week has been like it. It looks like it's going to hold through the New Year's. Seas are flat calm. The skies are clear. There's no wind. Hmm. It's 80 degrees. And we are slamming jamming. We've got all the boats out. We've got boats as we speak on the Hammerhead site.
Wow.
We've got boats up doing the dolphin safari, the wild dolphin safari. We got them on the Sapona concrete ship. We got boats out doing the Caribbean reef sharks. I mean, we got people in the water all over the island.
Well, you gotta love that. That's good to hear. I mean, yeah, Neil made me feel extra miserable on Christmas morning because I woke up with a cold. I got a cold for Christmas. I guess better than Cole, but he texts me a picture of his view there at the top of the mountain overlooking the beach there in Bimini. I'm like, daggone it. Oh, what a good day to be the dive god. But
It is.
Yeah,
it
so is. Better in the Bahamas, no doubt. So you mentioned the Hammerheads. We're in the middle of Hammerhead season right now, right?
We're right in the dead center of Hammerhead season, and we're having a great, great year. We're getting half a dozen to a dozen.
Wow.
And almost every dive now we're getting our resident tiger shark comes in. So
yeah,
that's a real treat. People get to experience on one dive, you know, a dozen great hammerheads, and then this big, beautiful tiger shark coming in to feed.
Well, there you go. Well, so everybody doesn't know this, but Neil, Brittany, and myself, we're all going to convene in Bimini here in a week or so. And who knows? Maybe we'll have to at least say hi to the hammers. I mean, what about the bull sharks? Are they in now too, or is that an opposite
side? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're doing the cage dives every day at the dock with the bull shark.
Yeah. Now, over in Bimini, now I've been there over New Year's Eve before. It's quite a party. So you got your Junkanoo parades and everything. Does that happen on Christmas too, or is that just New Year's Eve or all week? I mean, I don't know. They're always having a party.
They have like 2 weeks. Actually, I completely forgot that Monday is Boxing Day, which is a holiday over here.
Yeah.
I was wondering why everybody was still partying down and a bunch of voices was closed.
Well, that's what, but, yeah, Brittany, we celebrated Boxing Day at the Gomez Hilton, and she told us about that little shindig, but that kind of is a bigger deal even over in the Bahamas. Is that right?
It's everybody's off. I mean, it's a extension of Christmas, Boxing Day.
Right. Okay. Well, see, but like I said, it goes right into the new year. I mean, I remember years ago, we actually went over to Bimini and spent New Year's Eve there a few years in a row. And I was just so surprised how a parade would just pop up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And you just start hearing all this racket, like, what the hell's going on? And then the whole town is out on the street banging on garbage cans.
Drums and cowbells.
Yeah. And having a big old time. And it was quite a thing. When does that start? What do they call that? Anyways, is that just New Year's Eve?
That's Junkanoo.
This is Junkanoo.
It's Junkanoo. Yeah, it's right. almost the whole month of December into January is Junkanoo. They got in Nassau, it's massive. It's all night long.
Yeah.
I mean, down, you know, Bay Street in Nassau, it is a to-do thing, man.
Well, I mean, I was, when we experienced it the first time, I didn't know it was going to happen. So I was like, what the hell's happening? What's going on? You know, I was like in bed and nothing, you know, sleeping off the New Year's Eve and like 3 o'clock in the morning, you start hearing all this racket. And I'm like, what's going on? And, yeah. And you had to get up and participate and be yeah, part of the fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, they know how to throw a party. So, the whole week here between Christmas and New Year's is definitely a great time to be on the island of Bimini, and the weather is really cooperating.
Yeah, especially
right now,
this year. I'm telling you, I can't remember when the weather was any better.
Yeah. Have you gotten any reports on what the water temp is over there right now, or do you know?
Yeah, it's mid-70s.
Okay.
Which is my under 80, but the other two were there.
Yeah. Well,
the visibility's unlimited. I'm a sissy whip.
Next time I do that for the Hammerheads, I mean, Brittany and Vinny know I have a heated rash guard. So I'll just bring that. I'll be golden. Yeah.
Oh, mercy.
They're making their jokes right now, giving me the googly eye look. But it is what it is. But yeah, so you got the Hammerheads, you got the Bull Sharks, the Dolphin thing. I mean, is the Dolphin thing seasonal or are they year round too?
Yeah, well, it's year round, but it's really weather sensitive. The Dolphins are there, but you need pretty flat seas to find them.
Yeah.
And then the snorkel, because it's just a snorkel trip.
Right.
And
but that's what you have right now, isn't it?
Exactly. We're having amazing dolphin encounters every day.
Wow.
It's just, it's really cool.
That sounds good. That sounds very good.
It's just magical over here right now.
Yeah.
That I'm getting to spend time with my son and the family. So that's even a big bonus.
Absolutely. And aren't you guys, or did Junior set up some new wrecks over there in Bimini, or still in the process of putting those down?
We sunk a big one right out off of the Caribbean Reef dive.
Yeah.
Off Triangle Rocks in about 60 feet of water. It's a great dive now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a bunch of wrecks now. You know, we've been talking about this quite a bit on the show recently. About the aliens coming, you know, with the new documentary out and Three Eye Atlas, and you got the road to Atlantis there that has some kind of alien connection there in Bimini, right? Has there been any extra activity?
We've got Atlantis, and we're in the dead center of the Devil's Triangle.
Yes.
So the
Bermuda Triangle is right there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But have you been watching the skies?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I thought I was even going to see the green flash the other day.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I actually some. So
I got to check with my friends at Andros and check with see if the Chicardis are hanging out over there.
What?
You know, the three the Chicardis with the
The Chicardis. I thought he said Chinese.
Chinese. Well, we got some of them too. Trying to get to the state.
Okay, yeah, the Chicardis, the little troll looking critter things that are mythical.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a holiday thing? They come out more during Christmas and New Year's? Probably so.
Because
that's when most people are drinking.
I think alcohol has something to do with the sightings.
Yes, the little beady red eyes.
I think during the holidays, they may be more sightings of them.
Uh-huh. So true. Yeah, they're trolls or aliens. Who knows what the heck they are.
Yeah.
But look, it's a good time in Bimini, especially if you're hanging with the Dive God, and we're going to be doing that next week. Looking forward to it.
We'll be here on the 6th.
That's right. Yeah, so you'll hear all about it next week or the week after here on the big show. Neil Watson, Scuba Adventures in Bimini. All right, that's hour one. Hour two is on deck. We're going to talk Avatar and much, much more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love scuba radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know.
guys there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.